Good morning, and thank you for joining me in this morning meditation on this feast of St. Thomas the Apostle. We take up the Church's prayer for St. Thomas as we look into the day through the eyes of faith. Let us first pause and recollect ourselves for a few moments, knowing that God is close to us and wants to make us holy, just like He did St. Thomas. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Grant, Almighty God, that we may glory in the feast of the Blessed Apostle Thomas, so that we may always be sustained by his intercession, and believing, have life in the name of Jesus Christ, your Son, whom Thomas acknowledged as the Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. We know that Thomas keeps praying for us, and he never loses his humanity, even though it has been glorified. He still has his memory. He still identifies in some way with his personality. He has his own uniqueness. And so we can presume that he has a great sympathy for those who struggle with doubt. He struggled, of course, with doubt, but he wasn't afraid to ask questions, whether it was at the Last Supper or whether it was in the account of the resurrection. He wasn't afraid to ask the Lord in the face of his questions. And so we want to also be sure to do this as we enter into the day. If we have questions, ask the Lord, open our hearts to him, and also ask St. Thomas to pray for us. We have a friend in him. He was not perfect. He was not impressive. He was almost silly in his simplicity, but he was transformed by the Holy Spirit like the other apostles were, and he became a great missionary, an apostle to India, where he built many churches and where eventually he was martyred and buried. His relics still remain there today. The Apostle Thomas was not impressive while he was walking with the Lord in discipleship, but the Lord made him impressive. The Lord filled him with grace. The Lord transformed his life. Thomas, in his simplicity, in his sincerity, simply asked the Lord, "Why? What does this mean? Help me to understand." Can we also have the courage to do this? Rather than rejecting what we don't understand, rather ask the question, humble ourselves and ask someone? Ask St. Thomas to help us for his prayers. As we enter into this day, then, let us seek to live like Thomas, blessed not necessarily because we believe, because we have seen, but because we believe. Blessed because we believe without seeing. Let us cry out with St. Thomas again and again throughout this day, "My Lord and my God," that acknowledgement in faith of who Jesus Christ is, Lord and God of us. All power and authority has been entrusted to him, and he does not use that against us. He uses it for us, protecting us from our enemies and helping us along the way to salvation. Let us look into this day with confidence that the Lord will continue to help us, and even though we may not see clearly, he will help us always to believe. Let us pray. Grant, Almighty God, that we may glory in the feast of the Blessed Apostle Thomas, so that we may always be sustained by his intercession, and believing have life in the name of Jesus Christ, your Son, whom Thomas acknowledged as the Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen.